You are listening to iTAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today is Thursday, September 15th. The U.S. News & World Report 2012 Best Colleges Ranking is out, and TAMU ranked 24 in the top public schools, Regional Universities West category. TAMU President Dr. Ray Keck said while the university is honored by the recognition programs delivered by its gifted faculty have been accorded, he is looking forward to even greater excellence. According to the report, those included are the highest-ranked public universities and colleges in the 2012 Best Colleges Ranking, listed according to the rankings category and divided by geographic area of country. TAMU also ranked 71 among Regional Universities West, and the graduate nursing program ranked 127 among 442 surveyed. The TAMU A.R. Sanchez Junior School of Business was included in the Best Undergraduate Business Programs category, ranking at 261 among 343 institutions surveyed. For additional information, visit the U.S. News & World Report at usnews.com/education. GI Jobs, a premier magazine for military personnel transitioning into civilian life, awarded TAMU the designation of Military Friendly School. The magazine's 2012 Military Friendly Schools list honors the top 20% of colleges, universities, and trade schools that are doing the most to embrace America's military service members and veterans as students, according to the magazine. The award was based on a survey of student veterans. This semester, the university has about 85 student veterans and 47 veteran dependents enrolled for fall studies. The magazine said the 1,518 colleges, universities, and trade schools on this year's list prioritized the recruitment of students with military experience. The magazine launched a website featuring the list. It is militaryfriendlyschools.com. For additional information, contact Eric Aguilar, TAMU Veteran Affairs Coordinator, at 956-326-2254, email eric.aguilar@tamu.edu, or visit tamu.edu/affairs/registrar/veterans. The National Science Foundation awarded TAMU a grant of $105,000 to purchase the state-of-the-art equipment for TAMU's Department of Biology and Chemistry to expand its research. The equipment will provide a greater understanding of the mechanisms underlying the social decision-making process, including how females choose their mates, a question of fundamental evolutionary importance, wrote Dr. Michael R. Kidd, principal investigator in the project summary. The equipment will expose students to cutting-edge technology, which will allow TAMU to provide outstanding educational benefits to high school, undergraduate, and graduate students at TAMU and the surrounding area. It will also open new avenues of research by allowing users to analyze genetic markers, create DNA fingerprint profiles, and determine DNA sequences for any type of biological sample. Dr. Kidd added that the grant will also help increase TAMU's competitiveness for extramural research, funding, and recruiting talented faculty. In the past 2 years, the department has experienced an increase of 30% enrollment. For more information, please contact Kidd at 956-326-2585 or michael.kidd@tamu.edu. TAMU faculty member Dr. Mark A. Minaldo has been named the recipient of the 2011 Jablin Dissertation Award from the International Leadership Association. Dr. Minaldo, an associate professor in TAMU's Department of Social Sciences, won the prestigious award for his paper, Putting Statesmanship Back into Statecraft, the Role of Transformative Ambition in International Relations. The award includes a $1,000 prize from the Jepson School of Leadership Studies, University of Richmond, Virginia, and travel expenses to the ILA conference in October in London, England. Minaldo joined the TAMU faculty in 2009. He holds his PhD in political science from Michigan State University. For additional information, contact the TAMU Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services at 956-326-2180 or email prmis@tamu.edu. This week at TAMU, you still have an opportunity to see the Mark Anthony Pelosi Show at the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Gallery. Hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and admission is free and open to the public. Also this week is the International Music Festival. The yearly event, founded and organized by Dr. Yumei Huang, features TAMU professors. The event is scheduled for Friday, September 16th at 7 p.m. Admission is free and open to the public. For additional information on these stories, please visit us at tamu.edu. And for a calendar of upcoming events, please visit us at tamu.edu/calendar.